Hello again, Radio Laurier. Today I'm joined by Josh Obey, candidate for Student Union President. Josh, thanks so much for sitting down with us. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Great. Yeah, thank you. It's my pleasure. So, for those of you listening, you kind of know how this goes now. We're going to start off, do a couple kind of like fun icebreakery questions, then talk a little bit about Josh's interest in the role of president, and then we'll talk a little bit more in depth about his platform and kind of what he's all about. So yeah, sound good to you, Josh? Ready to get into it?
Sounds good.
Awesome. All right, so first question, and this one has been a bit of a curveball for people this year just because of, and the reason why will be coming up obvious in a minute, but what is your favorite first year memory at Laurier?
Oh man, I could see why that's a curveball. I mean, I'm a fourth year, so my first year memories, not a lot of them happening in COVID.
Yes.
I mean, I think being on my house council as a first year, being a community rep, the events that we ran weren't super well attended, you know, Zoom trivias and the likes of that, so not a lot of people were showing up, but I did really enjoy the weekly meetings, weirdly enough. I think that's where I had the most fun. I got to meet some really cool people, and it sort of kick-started my journey of being involved on campus and kind of doing everything I can while also being a student. So I would have to say house council.
Great. What residence were you in first year?
I was in 260 Regina. Oh. So I got the washroom all to myself. It was super nice.
Awesome. That's great. All right. So next one we got for you is, what has been your favorite and least favorite class so far at Laurier and why?
My favorite class. Okay. So I'm a kinesiology major, and this is going to be a little bit stereotypical, but my favorite class has been exercises medicine. I just took it last semester. I think it was a really valuable course. We went through pretty much every non-communicable disease. So we went through cancer, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, obesity, as well as some musculoskeletal diseases, and essentially talked about how exercise can prevent and actually treat some of those. So that was a very valuable class for me. I mean, take home message, do something every day. You don't need to run a marathon. You don't need to be in the gym, but literally one walk a day can save your life. So that was a super valuable class. Least favorites would probably be, I think, biomechanics. That was a required course I had to take. Not the biggest math guy, so physics was a bit of a step up for me, but I did it. I completed it. I got a B, so I'm just happy it's over. But yeah, I would have to say biomechanics.
Right. Yeah, a trending theme for this question has been people saying like, yeah, I'm in X program, but the math course I didn't care much for.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. So that's kind of our kind of quick icebreakers. And now let's kind of dive into the meat of the interview. First question, probably an obvious one you've been getting a lot throughout your campaigning period, but why did you decide to run for president?
This is a good one. Okay, so my answer to this dates back to when I was a high school student. So when I was touring campuses, the reason why I chose Laurier is because when I came on my tour here, this was the only school and the only campus I went to where people were smiling and they looked like they were having a good time. So that really stood out in my mind. Every other school I went to, people looked sad. The world looked gray. It was like a gray filter went on. So that's really why I chose Laurier. Obviously, the pandemic threw a bit of a hitch in that plan. And then coming out of the pandemic, I sense the culture has been lost a little bit, and that's made me a little bit sad, especially I hear from one of my roommates. He's a little bit older. He was here before the pandemic. So he tells me about some of the things that the Laurier student community would kind of put on without any sort of incentivization. So I really want to see that come back as president. We'll get into my platform in a bit, but some of the things I want to do, I think, really get the ball rolling to build that community back. Now, Rome wasn't built in a day, so it's hard to build a community or build a culture in 1 year term, but I really hope to get that ball rolling, and then hopefully, should I be elected, my successors will be able to keep that ball rolling and really make Laurier like it was pre-pandemic.
Great, yeah. You've talked a little bit about kind of your journey throughout Laurier in these past 4 years. What are kind of some of the key experiences that have kind of jumped out to you as things that you think both kind of made you feel closer to Laurier, but also you think will be valuable to take with you as president?
Mm-hmm. I mean, first key experience happened in my second year. I decided to become an icebreaker. So working with the orientation week program, and it was a blast. I mean, I had a ton of fun. That was my first introduction into the Students Union. So that's really where it all started with my involvement with SU. So that was I mean, that was a really fun experience that led to me being on the O team next year. So being a head icebreaker, being on campus advocacy. And now I work in the Students Union office and I actually put on this year's orientation week. So that was a bit of a full circle moment for me.
Great. Awesome. Thank you. You've talked about your involvement in the Students Union as in an icebreaking and as an AVP this year. The Students Union is obviously something that means something to you. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Great. And for some people, though, obviously, and I think this is most reflective in voter turnout for Students Union elections, it's traditionally very low, 14%, 12%, 15% in the past several years. Do you think that that's indicative of students kind of following the Students Union as a whole? And if so, kind of how do you want to address both voter turnout in specific, but also kind of student engagement with the Students Union as a whole?
Yeah, I think it is definitely very indicative of, you know, people following the Students Union. I think it's a little bit unfair to say like students just don't care anymore, you know. Obviously, in today's climate, it's a little bit harder for students to be involved than say it was 10, 15 years ago, where people need to work one, probably two jobs and on top of their classes just to stay afloat. So they don't have a lot of, you know, extra time to go to Students Union events or volunteer on Students Union committees. But I think there is room for improvement there. So like you said, voter turnout is very low. Even if you look at like the Your Students Union Instagram, that is our big social media account that only has just under 10,000 followers. There are 20,000 students on this campus, and most of those 8,000 followers are probably recent grads. So I think it is important that we get students to know about the Students Union, because the Students Union is a lot more than just putting on fun events, putting on orientation week. There are real valuable services that all undergraduate students have access to that I'm sure we'll get into in a bit. But that is important for students to know. So how would I get students to care about the Students Union again? It's easier said than done. Like I said, it's hard to get people to start something if they've been doing nothing for so long. But one of them would definitely be an inclusion component. So I actually got a really good question from a student while I was boothing, and they asked me how I would help students who maybe feel intimidated to get into the Students Union. And that's a very valuable question. You know, I've always been a very outgoing person. I'm a very privileged person, straight white guy, so it's not very hard for me to break into a new scene. For some other people, you know, if you are a person of color, it might be a little bit intimidating to join a group that is maybe 90% white, you know? So making sure that there is an inclusion factor there. How can we be more intentional in maybe our recruiting efforts to attract a Students Union volunteer team and a Students Union staff that looks just like our campus? And I think adding that piece will hopefully make the Students Union just a little bit less intimidating for some people.
Great. Yeah, I think you've touched on a lot of things that we'll probably follow up on a little bit later in your platform. But a couple more things before we get into that. Obviously, being the president of the Students Union involves communicating with a lot of different partners, both internal to the university and external. As you've kind of prepared, I imagine, for a while now to kind of go on this run, who are kind of the folks you've spoken to, kind of advice you've sought out, or different partners that you've maybe talked to that kind of help it to inform your campaign as well as some of your platform points?
Yeah. I mean, the big one, Megan Spendler, the current president. So she was somebody I reached out to early on because she went through this process. So, you know, to get some tips there. I've also, in planning and facilitating orientation week, I have got the opportunity to work with a lot of campus partners. So I got to talk to the C-Study office as well as the sustainability office. So I built some connections there. I reached out to them later on. I was like, hey, what do you think, you know, the Students Union could be doing better? Could we be better campus partners? I definitely think we could be. Externally, I don't have a lot of capacity in my role right now to talk to external factors or to external partners, but I do have a good sense of my role as president in USAS, the Ontario University Student Alliance. So as president, as well along with my VP of Government and Stakeholder Relations, I would be attending these USA general meetings to talk about different legislation that we want to present to both the provincial and the municipal government, as well as actually going to the provincial and federal, to actually going to the provincial and federal governments to lobby for this different legislation that we want to introduce. And The General Assembly was on Laurier's campus this year, so I got to sit in on a couple of the papers that they were presenting. So there was some important stuff in there. They were talking about transit up north, so making sure that students who maybe go up to school maybe up in North Bay or further in northern Ontario, do they have the same access to be able to come down to Toronto for things like professional development as well as for these USA general meetings?
Awesome. Fair. One last question I got for you before we kind of maybe dive into some of your more like specific visions and goals. Obviously, one of the very important parts of being president is also hiring a strong team around you. You're, of course, currently an AVP. What kind of skills are you kind of looking for when you're hiring VPs and AVPs? What kind of team are you hoping to build? And how do you also plan to ensure equitable hiring practices in terms of hiring your team?
Good question. I mean, I'll start with what am I looking for in some of my VPs. Big one is any sort of experience. It doesn't need to be students union experience specifically, because I think there are some really strong candidates that maybe have not volunteered with the students union before. That being said, just being able to show that you have dedicated your time to something other than school or maybe other than a job, I think is really important in somebody who works for an organization like the Students' Union that relies so much on student volunteers. I would also like to see people who, it will depend on the position, but there are certain positional things that I would look out for. So for somebody who hopes to be the VP of Government and Stakeholder Relations, I would like to see somebody who has some sort of experience in any capacity with maybe working in government, not in government, but working alongside government and doing the sort of things that I would expect of that role. I would like to see people who are very student focused. That shouldn't be that hard. I mean, we are hiring just X students at the end of the day. So making sure that the people that I'm hiring care about the student experience, they are able to care about their jobs with it being more than just a job, and they are able to, you're not afraid to, you know, attend some student union events. They're not afraid to get silly at these events and make sure that people or that other students see them enjoying the events just like they should be doing. How I would ensure fair hiring practices. I mean, in hiring the vice president positions, we are working, it's not just me, we are working with our human resources consultant. So she has developed some very rigorous hiring practices that I think do ensure that we are giving everybody a fair chance. We could also look at, it might be a little bit late by the time, if should I be elected, just because we have the posts about hiring have already gone up, and I believe hiring will be closed by the time the results are in. But could we be intentional about maybe marketing our job applications, not just through the Students' Union Instagram, but could we put it through some other internal campus partners? Could we put it through Laurier International? Could we put it through different organizations that would recruit people who maybe are not already within the Students' Union bubble?
Great, awesome. Fair enough, totally. All right, I guess before I maybe hop into some questions, I'm sure that you've spent a lot of time this past week kind of giving that like tight five pitch to folks about some of your different goals and kind of platform points. I'll maybe let you kind of do that now, and then maybe from there I'll jump in with some questions about maybe some specific stuff we can talk in more detail about.
Perfect. Okay, so if I'm just going in order of what's on my Instagram page, first off we have homecoming programming. I think it is a little bit silly that the school has closed off Ezra without giving us anything else to do. They closed off Ezra, rightfully so. There was some not good stuff happening there, you know, burning couches and smashing cars and whatnot. But to just fence that off and not give us any alternative, I think never solves the problem, right? Banning doesn't really solve problems. It will just make people do literally the exact same thing somewhere else, which is what we saw. So I would like to see the Students' Union run some sort of programming on homecoming, whether it is a festival, whether it is a tailgate right before the football game, to give students an alternative to the unsanctioned street gatherings that Laurier despises so much. That would make us better community partners. That would give students a much safer way to show their Laurier spirit and still let students have a good time. So I think that is a really big project I would love to take on should I be elected. Next up, talking about sustainability. I mean, I would love to take a deeper look at the way we run our programming. Are there or is there waste that could be eliminated? it probably could be. Are we doing things that is up to the best possible sustainability practice that we have available to us? Also, working with campus partners to make sure things like the dining, or not the dining hall, the food court reusable container program, is that up and running, or is that running well? I don't think it is. I think that could be greatly improved, because where do most of those reusable containers go? Right back in the trash, and that stuff lasts 1,000 years. So I would like to see that program expanded. I would like to see those drop-off containers littered on campus. That's a poor word in this context, but making sure that, you know, we have those drop-off containers in the dining hall, in our study spaces, in the residence buildings as well, so that students have the opportunity to dispose of those properly. They don't need to take their bowl back to their dorm room and then take it all the way back to campus just to dispose of it properly. And next up, we have EDII. So making sure that we are fostering a community on campus, or sorry, an environment on campus where everybody feels safe and accepted for who they are. So that looks a couple different ways. I would like to foster that community within the Students' Union and do my best to kind of have that perfuse into the institution as a whole. So that looks like maybe running Pride events in months other than June, because no one's here in June. Maybe that looks like giving the Indigenous Student Center a place in some of our programming, in some of our spaces, if they want to be there. And with, in combination with my VPGSR, going to the Ontario University Student Alliance general meeting and making sure that we are lobbying for things that the students really care about. I would like to take suggestions from students, from people's lived experiences, to make sure that as a school and as a student union, we are doing things that protects all students regardless of who they are. Next up, we have student services. So this is kind of similar to my little food court spiel, but the Laureate or the Students Union does a lot for you other than provide programming. So I'm sure most people know about the health and dental plan. I've been campaigning all week. There have been like 5 people who know about SRAC, which is our Student Rights and Advocacy Committee. That is a Students Union committee where if you have beef with your landlord for whatever reason, if they're doing something you think is a little bit shady, you can open up a case with SRAC and they will do some research for you. Is it actually illegal what they're doing, or maybe it just kind of sucks? But they will, depending on how bad the case is, they will get back to you with next steps. Do you need to go to the police? Do you need to go to the Landlord-Tenant Bureau? If so, how do you do that? They will walk you through that whole process. Similarly with academic appeals. If your prof dings you because they think you used ChatGPT on your latest assignment and you didn't, how do you defend yourself? Not a lot of students know, but the Students' Union can walk you through the academic appeals process and make sure that your rights as a student are being protected. If you need help finding a lawyer, there is a legal aid form buried deep within our website. These are all services that the students are already paying for when they pay their tuition, and they are chronically underutilized. So I would like to see these programs have much more visibility, because I think they are applicable to every single student at Laurier. I think a lot of students can get great benefits from utilizing these programs. And yeah, they're just not used, but I think they're so important that students know about them. And then finally, we have merging the campuses together. I think there's very much a sense of you are a Laurier Waterloo student and you are a Laurier Brantford student. I would like people to be a Laurier student, period. So I want to organize some shuttle buses between campus for some of our larger programming. So the Dean of Students has been doing that, to their credit. I think that should be done by the Students' Union, and I think that should be done a lot more often. Because as it stands right now, Brantford students, they have the opportunity to take a bus from Brantford to Waterloo, essentially for our concerts. They had it for the Welcome Back concert with Steve Aoki. They had it for the Olivia O'Brien concert that just happened this weekend. I think it should be done more often for a lot of our programming, and not just the fun programming. I was talking to a student on Brantford, and they were complaining that they wanted to attend some career center events that happen on Waterloo's campus, but they couldn't because to go from Brantford to Waterloo via public transit is like 3 hours. So even if you're on the Brantford campus, you are still a Laurier student. You should be able to have access to anything that happens on the Waterloo campus, whether that be a concert, whether that be a career center initiative, whether that be literally anything else you want.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you for kind of running us through kind of the high level of it. Obviously, you've put a lot of thought into it, so I appreciate you running us through. I guess maybe the first kind of question I have for you is related to your homecoming kind of programming plan. My first question is kind of, is this something that you think would also apply to, obviously, St. Patrick's Day as well? And then kind of from there, this is obviously a really, you've said it before, it's a really big kind of issue that doesn't just concern Laurier itself. It's also definitely an issue that the city of Waterloo and the region itself hopes to address every year and maybe isn't successful. I know that you've kind of maybe touched on some of the stuff in your opening pitch, but why do you think that the stuff that has been provided so far has not been successful? And then where do you think how do you plan to work with the city as well and the other aspects of the university, like the Dean of Students Office, to kind of try to make events that are both fun and enjoyable for students, but also safe for both students themselves as well as the people who live around here that aren't students?
Yeah. I mean, it certainly won't be easy. You know, I can't just run something on homecoming or as easily as I might say it in my pitch. It will take a good amount of work with the city of Waterloo as well as with some campus partners. To your point about how will it be better than kind of what's already out there, I mean, there's not much out there as far as I know. On homecoming, we have the football game. That's about it. St. Paddy's Day, they will give you some pancakes in the concourse. You know, this isn't, not to say that those are not fun, but those are not an alternative to, you know, the heart and soul, quote unquote, that a lot of students, of those holidays, that a lot of students believe it is. So I think just giving them an alternative that is analogous to something they would already be doing. So, you know, you have music blaring, you might be able to, depending on how the liquor license at the stadium is set up, we might be able to have some sort of bar operation there as well. So making sure that students have an opportunity to do what realistically they're going to do anyways, but in a place that is a lot more controlled and safe. So having it one within a closed area, I think really helps. That way we could have people like ERT, so the student volunteers who are first aid responder trained, first responder trained. So if there is any injuries that occur, if people maybe are looking like they're going to be a little bit sick, ERT can help them out with that. Making sure that we have special constables around so that people are, one, following the rules. You know, we don't get into that traditional homecoming celebration that people think about. But also if for whatever reason there is a sort of violence that breaks out, you know, we have people that can nip it in the bud relatively quickly. And I think that in combined with that traditional increased police presence that the city of Waterloo will do on that day regardless will help to keep things contained.
It's definitely a difficult one because you essentially have to throw a party as fun as Paddy's without making it as dangerous.
Exactly.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, and then kind of moving on to different initiatives around EDII on campus. You maybe touched on it a little bit briefly, but what kind of specific campus partners are you looking to work with? And are there maybe folks that you want to work with that don't have kind of official recognition on campus as kind of maybe from groups that may fall under these initiatives that maybe don't have as much place on campus? What kind of like specific initiatives are you maybe hoping to enact as president that will kind of help further EDII?
Mm-hmm. Well, for specific initiatives, I would hope to take sort of the fair hiring practices that we give to our full-time staff. So that being the vice presidents and apply that as closely as possible to our volunteer hiring as well. In terms of campus partners I would really like to work with, I mean, CSETI is a big one. I understand that they don't have a lot of capacity right now, but making sure that an effort is being made to make sure that we are doing everything we can to improve EDII on campus, because they're really the experts. CSETI is really the experts on that, so they will have tools and strategies that we can use to further our diversity. I mean, another big one is just trying to recruit through other organizations. You'll find the Students' Union is very self-contained in that everybody who is a student volunteer, it's pretty much only those people who are applying for paid positions. If you're a volunteer on one committee, chances are you're a volunteer on like three committees. So I love to see that the students who are in it are in it, but I would like to see us maybe expanding our reach by posting some hiring ads through Laurier International, through the different faculty associations, through the clubs that are under CSETI, to make sure that we are pulling from literally every single population on campus.
Awesome. And you've talked about trying to kind of increase the visibility of the student union on campus, specifically in terms of what kind of supports that the organization offers. And this is something that comes up really often, both in elections as well as throughout the years as SU runs campaigns, like SU does that. And it's something that continues to be a goal of the student union. What do you think is something that you plan to do that is different than what has kind of been done before? And what do you think will make kind of that successful? Obviously acknowledging that every year there's new students, and so you've got to kind of do it all over again. But what do you think are some like different strategies that you're going to take?
It depends on what service I really want to, or what service we're talking about. So I'll start with academic appeals maybe. So that is one I literally learned about while doing research for my campaign. And I'm a fourth year student who has been involved with the Students' Union. So why is nobody using the service? Well, I think we need to educate the faculty advising associations, maybe some professors as well, so that when students come to them and they say, here is this issue, they can point them and say, hey, the Students' Union has the service. You can reach out to them and they'll be able to help you out with that. For things like SRAC, as well as the legal aid, that's going to be a little bit harder. But again, educating people through the social media. So making sure that SRAC, one, has a bit more visibility on the Your Students Union Instagram as opposed to their own personal Instagram. I would like to see SRAC services advertised on the syllabi, similar to Foot Patrol, similar to the mental health resources. I would like to see those moved up a little bit. You know, I don't really like that they're at the bottom of the syllabus, because I'm sure there are people out there who don't read the syllabus, let alone scroll all the way down to the bottom. But also, I would hope to, should I be elected, run some office hours. You know, I would like to put aside an hour or two every week where I can have students come into my office, come into the Students' Union office, maybe reach out to me. They can reach out to me via email whenever, but telling me about what issues they're facing. And, you know, maybe I can pick up on that and say, hey, you're dealing with this, I can send you here. You're dealing with this, I can send you here. Hopefully by then it will spread through word of mouth. Again, these issues won't be solved in a year. When it comes to educating first years, trying to make a point of giving them the resources early on. Every first year gets a OKIT when they come to Laurier. So can we look at putting a little resources bundle in their OKIT? So you can do a lot of things to make the students or to make these programs visible. How many students will actually remember that when they're in need? That's the issue, right? So it's hard, but I would like to make them more visible and get these services to be used. And I think if we get students to use these services, then the word of mouth is better. And that will kind of have a snowball effect year after year.
Yeah, great. All right. This takes us to, I guess, a little bit of our like multi-campus moment, which coincidentally coincides with kind of your last main platform point. You talked about the kind of finding that parity between particularly the Waterloo and Pranford campus. Obviously there is a disparity in perhaps like services, but also in like population. Pranford is a much smaller campus than the Waterloo one, and it will probably be difficult to kind of have 100% parity between both campuses at every level. What do you think are some of the kind of like key things that, I guess for lack of a better term, like Pranford needs that are already provided on Waterloo, or maybe something that is unique to Pranford that needs to be provided to them that they aren't currently getting?
Mm-hmm. That's a big one. I would like to see maybe a Pranford food bank. I do believe they have one already, but I would like to see it have similar usage to that of Waterloo's. I know Waterloo's food bank, again, that is another service that I think could be used a lot more and could have a lot more visibility, but it's not used all that much. I think it's even less on Pranford. So you talk about the difference in student population. So yes, it is hard to say that I want everything that's happening on Waterloo to happen on Pranford. I think an ERT on Pranford would be great. I don't know if they would have the volunteer capacity as well as like the the space to use them the same way, whereas ERT here is used at intramurals. There are no intramurals on Brantford. So I would like to see, so I don't think that would work out very well. I think a large part of it is making sure that our resources are split up equitably as well. It can't be a 50-50 split. Brantford would have way too much money. Waterloo would not have enough. But taking a closer look at the Brantford campus and the unique needs of the Brantford students, making sure that they have, I think, expanding foot patrol would be a really great thing to do on the Brantford campus. Easier said than done, because that requires a lot of volunteers. But the Brantford campus is spread out. You know, Waterloo, we're very lucky. We have it with most of our buildings within one city block. Most of our housing is about a 10-minute walk from campus, 5 to 10 minutes. In Brantford, their campus is very spread out. You need to walk through an entire mall sometimes to get from one class to the other. And you're walking right through the heart of downtown Brantford to get from class to class, or maybe from class to home. So that can be dangerous, particularly at night if you're by yourself. So making sure that their foot patrol are well-equipped.
Yeah, for sure. And if elected president, your term will also coincide with the first term of the Laurier Milton campus. Obviously, having a bunch of ideas for students that like technically don't exist yet can be difficult, but what are your thoughts on kind of the opening of a new campus, and how do you kind of plan to address what will certainly be unique needs for the upcoming students of the Milton campus?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that the Milton campus opening, I think it's pretty neat. It's very exciting to, you know, should I be elected, it would be very exciting to have my term coincide with such a landmark in Laurier's history. I mean, first I'll talk about orientation week. That is an entire campus of first-year students. What is their O week going to look like? Who knows? I would sure like them to have something. Obviously, it would not look the same as Waterloo's or Brantford's, because there is no volunteer population yet, but they should still get the same warm welcome to campus as every other Laurier student. I would like to see some buses organized to make sure that they have, that they are coming to either Waterloo or Brantford's Orientation Week programming events. I would also like to see some Milton-specific events organized. Again, how that would look, it would most likely have to be done by like paid office staff, because those are the, you can't really send volunteers from campus to campus, or that would be a little bit more difficult to do. But I would like to see some Milton-specific programming. That way the students there do get to know what they are, or get to know each other. And then you ought to provide services for a Milton campus, right? So again, I would like to see a food bank set up. I think that is a really important to have early on, especially for first-year students. So do we have the space to set up a food bank there? Can we get volunteers there on the campus immediately? That, I think, is going to be a huge push, where can we get first-years to volunteer for the Students Union and be able to set up a Milton version of some of the very important Students Union services like Foot Patrol, like the food bank. I do wholeheartedly think that these programs can be ran entirely by first-year students. I think there are a lot of first-year students who are more than capable to hold positions like coordinator and VP finance and things like that. It is just a matter of getting the message out there soon. So Orientation Week is going to be a huge moment for that.
Yeah, it'll certainly be interesting to see. Now, okay, so kind of reflecting on your platform as a whole, obviously it's very focused on kind of different programs, different services, as well both new as well as highlighting kind of current running ones. It's no surprise that like both students as well as the university itself are dealing with a lot of like financial hardship currently. It's tough to live out there, and the university is also dealing with deficit problems. How are you, as Students Union president, going to make sure that both the Students Union is running in kind of a efficient and effective manner that is best supporting students and meeting their needs, while also advocating for the university as well to do the same on kind of behalf of students?
Mm-hmm. It's a little bit different of a situation, in my opinion, in that the Students Union is a not-for-profit organization, whereas Laurier is a little bit more for-profit. So we have a little bit more of a luxury there, where we don't need to, we can put 100% of our resources right back into the students' experience, however that might look like. But that being said, the tuition freeze has put a little bit of a stranglehold on the university finances, and Laurier is the Students Union is funded by the institution, a portion of it. So as students or as Laurier contribution goes down, so does their contribution to the students union. So we will be, with inflation and everything, we will not be making as much money as we used to. So it will involve getting creative just a little bit to make sure that we are able to keep up the same standard that students have been used to, and even trying to improve upon that standard. And in terms for advocating for, institution to do the same, I definitely will. I mean, as president, you will meet with some key campus partners, as well as with the president of the university herself. So really advocating and making sure that they are doing everything they can to put as much money as possible back into the students, because at the end of the day, it is the students who make Laurier Laurier. It is the students who fund the university, essentially. So I think it is very important that the students' union Laurier is putting as much of their resources as possible into the student experience, similar to the students' union.
Awesome. All right. And we'll start wrapping up here. The final question that I have for you before I kind of let you give kind of your last minute spiel is, why should students vote for you for president?
Mm-hmm. That's the money question, isn't it? I am a tad biased, obviously. I do think that students should be voting for me. I think I've done a good job both with my campaign as well as kind of talking through my points here of showing that I care about the student experience. I want what's best for students, both to make sure that they're having a fun time at Laurier and to make sure that they're remaining safe doing so, while also highlighting the services, the underutilized services that students are already paying for. You might as well use them anyways. So I think that that's a big reason why I want to do this. I come from a very student-centric background, where my job within the Students' Union right now is very student-facing. I have volunteered a lot with the school. I volunteered a lot with the Students' Union. I think I have a pretty good sense of what students want. I'm also eager to hear what I missed. You know, should I get elected, I will have a brand new fancy email account, supreselect@wlu.ca. So I encourage students to email that email account, regardless of who gets elected, because it's the same either way, and let them know, what do you want to see with the Students' Union? What do you think the Students' Union can do to make itself better? Because that's something I'm very eager to hear.
Awesome. All right. Before we wrap up, is there anything that maybe we didn't touch on in this interview that you wanted to kind of talk about or highlight before we wrap up?
Mm-hmm. No, I think we touched on everything.
Awesome. All right. So I'll give you the floor to where can people learn more about you? What are kind of maybe some last minute like social media call outs, something like that, that people should check out to learn more about you?
Yes. Follow my Instagram, vote Josh 4 SUPrez on Instagram. Make sure to follow it. I have some cool or some funny reels up there. I also have more information about my campaign platform and more information about myself. You can also reach me directly there if you read about my platform and you have questions about it, or you have questions that weren't covered in this interview. You can definitely shoot me a DM and I'll be more than happy to answer your questions. But yeah, my Instagram is a great resource for anybody thinking about voting.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Josh, for sitting down and chatting with us.